Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jews ain't slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
What's up?
What's going on, pal?
What's the word?
I don't know who plays for anyone anymore.
I know Andrew Wiggins played for the Warriors.
Is it? Can we call it play? He certainly wears a uniform.
Everybody convinced they're going to turn him into like 94 Pippen, so.
If they can have him be the Harrison Barnes from the first time they won the title, is that good enough?
I would say no, because part of that was Harrison Barnes wasn't making $30 million a year.
For sure.
And part of that was Steph was making like $12 million a year.
If that.
So it's like those four alone, you're going to have to go into the luxury tax. And if he is one of your four or five, I just don't know. Like, the thing about Harrison Barnes was, one, he allowed them to play smaller because he could defend. He was a better defender.
For sure.
And he was also willing to, like, only take the shots that came to him. I'm less hopeful.
They're going to have Wiggins playing the Durant role of, it's like, yeah, you guys can deal with that ball movement nonsense. I'm going to do me with probably not even Harrison Barnes' skill level.
Yeah, so it's
good times.
I mean, I'm trying to see the vision. It's like, listen, they had a literal all-star and couldn't turn him into shit. So now they're gonna turn Wiggins into something. I traded Durant for Russell and Russell for Wiggins. Like, this is where you're headed.
It was quite the return on investment. And it's like because I've seen like what the Rockets have given up in totality to get Covington and Westbrook.
No, CP3, Capella, a 2020 first, a 2021 pick swap, a 2023 pick swap, a 2024 first, and a 2026 first for Russell Westbrook and Robert Covington.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to give up a Hall of Fame point guard, top 10 center, and north of four first round picks.
I think you can player for player, Paul for Russ, both all stars, Capella for Rocco. I can see either side of those, of which player you want. And then you throw on the four first. If that's what the numbers say, man, Morey just gets it.
If they had traded Capella and a first for Rocco, I wouldn't hate that. Granted, I would assume they'd have another center on the team to take those minutes, but they did not.
Yeah, but that's not what happened. Like that.
No, it isn't. It isn't. They added four additional firsts.
Yeah.
And also got rid of other players along the way. It was a pretty active trade deadline, though.
I'm looking right now. Barnes didn't take 10 shots a game in any season in Golden State.
Hell yeah.
Wiggins hasn't taken less than 14. Now, different roles for sure. So if he's willing to do that, it's still a bad move, but it's less.
I was going to say, that makes even less sense.
Which part?
For Golden State to make him like a 8-shot-a-game spot shooter, it feels like a waste of D'Angelo Russell, the trade asset.
Whatever they're going to try to make Andrew Wiggins into feels like D'Angelo a waste of a – like they couldn't have did this like draft night. Like, what was the and Towns wants to play with his friends. We have to acquiesce. That's the rule of the league.
Yeah, I don't know. And finding out earlier they didn't even get this year's pick is maybe the biggest upset of them all.
Yeah, and even then, if I'm Minnesota, I feel it's like, yeah, that's what it costs. Might be the fourth pick, might be the 12th pick. Worth rolling the dice. But no, it'll be next year's pick when they'll be I imagine they'll have Devin Booker by then.
Probably. That's how these things tend to work.
Like, they've still got – they can trade Dang for the money.
Okay. No, they traded Dang.
Oh, yeah. Where but they, who'd they get? James Johnson, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. James Johnson for the money. Okogie, Culver, and whatever first is not. And it's like, okay, here's our trio. This is what you guys wanted.
It's a pretty good trio.
Yeah. Like, it's people clown it a lot. Like, yeah, there's no defense. It's going to be a shitload of points, though.
Whole heap of them.
And at the very least, better to watch than what's going on in Minnesota right now.
I assume that that is coming. Although Phoenix, they just shouldn't. That's not a great return. Maybe they'll get lucky, like in an Anthony Deggan, a New Orleans kind of way, where the league just gifts Phoenix the number one overall pick again. Not that they're going to do anything good with that.
So they can blow it again?
Yeah, however, if they can have that, and like if the Wolves pick ends up like third or some shit, then maybe I could see them being more inclined. But I wouldn't want to do that.
If Wiggins is the cost for Russell, then that's a that's a huge overpay for Booker. It's the Wolves that are getting shafted.
Listen, teams, I don't understand the value of any player anymore. Davis Bertans is like, if you don't rip down one of those banners and staple two first-round picks to him, you can't have him. Andre Drummond, it's like, we have a second. We have like one second-round pick. Detroit was like, deal.
Now, Bertans, I get, like, because they're the only thing, the only goal they have this year, like making the playoffs would be nice, but it's don't piss off Bradley Beal. That's it. So they have to say, yeah, three first-rounders and we can't do it because two shit first-round picks does absolutely nothing for Bradley Beal. So I get them saying we need the moon. The Pistons, I would let Drummond walk for less than that. I would just let him play out the year and walk.
See, that's why they traded him. They said he was not going to walk. They said he was actually going to opt in.
Okay. We'll teach you.
Yeah.
Opt in and have a nothing for something. That'll learn you.
They got a future second-round pick, Brandon Knight and John Henson.
I think Henson's got money, or both of those expiring. Let's see. Okay, yeah, both of those expiring. So
I was gonna say Knight has to be expiring. He signed that deal decades ago.
Yeah, even like the second he opts in, I'm like, okay, does anybody want Andre Drummond? Like 1 year of Andre Drummond? Can you beat a second round pick? Literally, only a second round pick. Like, I think that's Washington, man. If Washington was like, here's Mahimni for money and 2 second round picks. It's like, wow. Yeah, Drummond comes back. We'll re-sign Bertans. That's some shooting around him. Beal, Wall's healthy. Rui. Like, that's something.
Nope. Cleveland.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I mean, I guess I like it on their side.
This is where just having people who make money helps. Like, they're not good at basketball.
Don't matter.
They're never like gonna take off their warm-ups. But on days like today, they're expiring. Like if a team just perpetually every offseason signed someone who probably shouldn't even be in the league to 1 year, 12 mil, and it was just like, listen, you're just gonna sit there. Yeah, I don't even need you to practice. But when trade deadline comes around, you're on the first thing smoking. You're not gonna play there either. They don't want you to play either. But we need, because the way the rules are set up, you have to exist.
Yeah, I said this must have go sign somebody to an unguaranteed deal. It can be like, yeah, 1 year, 12 million, 2 million guaranteed. That's for playing ball. And if you're not on the roster by the day after the trade deadline, they waive you and get that cap space. And it's just like, thanks for being Andre Roberson. Like, we just needed your cap to make it work.
Thanks for existing.
Yeah, like, appreciate you. Here's whatever you want to guarantee. Like, they're doing nothing. So you could be like, here's $500,000 guaranteed. Okay. I'm not doing anything. I get to right. work out for free. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Listen, anyone out there, I will take that deal. There's no question about it.
I'll do it for 11. Call me. Don't call me.
See, I think you should want to be doing it for 13. You get more players that way.
Nah, listen, there's enough bad trades for us all. It's not like the justice contract. Like I said, the Grizzlies were finessing the people. Were like, how? I was like, well, one, they got a first round pick to take on Iguodala. That they already won there. Then you get Justice, who I feel like people are just out on, which I didn't know. He hasn't been healthy, but even his deal is so friendly, he could be that guy next year.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's $13 million next year and then a team option the following year for 13. That's your perfect trade bait if he never plays another game.
Yeah. And when he plays, he's really good.
Yeah, just add him to that or, again, use him to facilitate other trades. It's like, well, they took on two bad contracts. Everybody on their team makes a minimum wage right now. Like they're not worried about salary or paying or getting anybody right now at all. So that, who cares? And Iguodala, you talk about a win. I got to tip my cap to that man.
Yeah. Yeah, everything came up Iguodala. I don't know that Miami got, like, marketably better.
I'm trying to – what was even the full
– they got rid of Waiters, which he was very barely a part of that team as it was.
Sure.
They got Jay Crowder.
Yeah, same for Jay Johnson. Yeah, I forgot Yeah. Was that it? Was it just those, like, two for two?
Crowder and I don't think it was anyone else. Let me see. That trade was so long ago at this point.
Solomon Hill. Ages ago.
Solomon Hill as well.
Sure.
So Justice, Deion, James Johnson. James Johnson was turned into Gorgui Dieng.
I like that again for Memphis. Like, I think Memphis GM is killing it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's had a strong run ever since he inherited this team. Hollinger was holding him back. Wow.
Mm. But it, I don't know. Like Waiters, James Johnson, like, weren't playing at all, and they want all their cap space for the future. So when they
– right.
Pat Riley put his rings in a bag for Giannis.
I don't understand why A, Oklahoma City was trying to get rid of Gallinari, and B, since they were trying to get rid of him, why they couldn't get rid of him.
See, I think that's another one. It's like he's available. If somebody's going to overpay, if you're going to send this D'Angelo Russell for Gallinari, we'll probably do that. But at this point, it's like, yeah, okay, we'll just make the playoffs and maybe just re-sign him. Like, we might sign him and trade him this year. We might just keep him. So I see why they kept him.
Yeah, it was strange going to bed last night. Like, this trade's agreed upon. These other guys want to get involved. Because apparently now when you see a trade get announced, you can just call up those two teams and be like, hey, how about we get involved for reasons no one quite understands.
Yeah, somebody's like, hey, I want Gorgui Dieng. Do you want James Johnson? Yes, I've been dying for James Johnson.
That felt like it was happening all over the place. People were just jamming themselves into trades. But going to bed and seeing Oklahoma City wanting to get involved and then waking up today and the trade not being official, and then once it was official, it was just like, yeah, they're not involved. That felt strange. It feels like when that gets announced, that team always figures it out.
I'm also looking – they've got the – they're grading the trades live, and Kevin Pelton for ESPN gave the Heat an A and the Grizzlies a D. It's just wild that the team that traded the 36-year-old for the 23-year-old lost. That's wild.
36-year-old, like, who was never going to play.
Right, like literally nothing. Somebody – yeah, Winslow played 3 games. Iguodala played no games.
None. Can you imagine if Golden State had just straight up traded Iguodala for Winslow, we would have been like, oh, what a fleece by Golden State on this rebuild.
Yeah, if they did that in the same first they sent out, they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's easy money.
Yeah.
He'll just be younger Iguodala.
Right.
But now, yeah, it's a D. That's, I don't know, as mentioned, both Crowder and Harrell playing key roles, and Winslow's played 1 game since Christmas Day. Okay. I got that. They're going to miss Crowder and Hill, man. There's no doubt about it. I don't love Winslow's fit in Memphis. His best season came as a starting point guard, and that role is not available. Okay. That's a D, though?
Like, what you don't want is multiple ball handlers on the court at the same time. I don't know how many times I have to tell you this, Tyler.
Boy, oh boy.
They also swapped out Bruno a year, 2 years away from being 2 years away for Jordan Bell. So they just got – they got taller today. And as we learned from Marty Mush, that's good.
Good. Good for Bruno. He's going to be guarding Anthony Davis soon, so –
Yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out who's really if it's his time yet or not. Your boy Scal went to Atlanta.
Yeah, we already linked up. We're gonna get some lunch.
Smart. Atlanta bought someone else too. That it feels like the Capella trade was a month and a half ago.
Yeah, Deadman. They got owned. They kept trading for bigs. Like I don't. I would have been fine with like Capella or Deadman. Now it's like. Now you have both. Okay. Awesome. And both of them are like 3-year deals. So it's not like, yeah, one will be gone and expiring in a couple months.
Well, Len is expiring, right?
He was, yeah. Or, yeah. Did he get traded? He's still there, right?
I think so, yeah. I don't remember seeing his name anyway.
I didn't think so, yeah. So, yeah, sure. Now they move from no centers to six centers. And they'll draft James Wiseman a bit.
Did you see Draft Express being worried about James Wiseman? He called him the big loser of today.
How? Like what? I did not see that.
He said, you just like the Andre Drummond trade showed how people view the center market today. He said, Golden State needs a guard in this draft.
Okay.
And what was the other point? Let me pull it up. It was wild. He was getting right. He kept trying to tweet through it too. People weren't having it.
See, like again, that's the going. That's how they value. Is that how they value bigs, or that's how they value ones making $28 million?
The biggest loser of this trade deadline might end up being James Wiseman. Two of the NBA's three worst teams, Cleveland and Atlanta, both traded for starting centers this week, potentially eliminating two prime destinations. The worst team, Golden State, could really use a guard. Obviously,
an all-star guard, one they just traded for.
This is about 30 minutes later. Obviously, Steph is coming back, but they just traded a guard, Russell, for a wing, Wiggins. Clay is a phenomenal wing. Going into the season with one 32-year-old guard in the load management era might not be that prudent, especially when the top two talents in the draft are guards. Plus, who is to say that the Warriors will even be in the position to draft Wiseman? They could be drafting fourth or fifth. They can trade the pick. Cavs Pistons trading for starting centers this week surely isn't great for Wiseman's leverage.
Well, which side is it? They're drafting fourth or fifth and he stinks. Won't he still be there? Like, what am I missing?
It was peculiar. It was a peculiar rant.
Man, oh, man. I don't know. It might be World Wide West already. The Knicks did a good thing. Trading. They got Harkless. Yeah, they got. Signed Marcus Morris, stole him from the Spurs, and end up getting a first-round pick for him. That's a win. And Mo Harkless, whatever you want to do with him, that's fine. Wizards got in for some. Yeah, Wizards were like, do you guys want Isaiah Thomas to cut him? And they were like, yes. You want the guy we took 13th last year? Yes. Deal.
I was so happy for Isaiah to be on a contender for all of 5 seconds before. Mm-hmm. It was like, dude, don't even get on the plane. But Isaiah just available is pretty interesting.
Is it? I feel like he's been very available.
Clearly he wasn't. Jordan McRae got traded easier than Isaiah.
I mean, like, in any offseason. Like, if Isaiah wanted to go somewhere, I don't feel like it was like we got his agents really, really asking for a haul.
Well, I think everywhere he was looking to go, especially this last offseason, it was a place to get a ton of minutes and try and rebuild his value. Middle of the season, I don't know that that's going to be even a remote possibility. So him contributing for a bench somewhere, I don't think that's out of the realm. Like Philly, why wouldn't Philly try and sign him?
Sure. They traded James Ennis, so sure.
They traded him and they cut
Burke.
Trey Burke, yeah. So they've got roster spots. There's no one arguing that.
Yeah, I mean, he'll pick up somewhere, but if he's wanting those steady minutes, I think he just ended up back in Washington. They'll be like, normally it's illegal, but who cares?
Right.
I'm also saying, like, apparently Marcus Morris is the linchpin to the 2020 championship. He's a fine player, don't get me wrong.
People fighting tooth and nail to have Marcus Morris on their team.
And I think the Lakers are right for not giving up Kuzma, honestly. Now, he's – like, Morris is a better player than Kuzma. There's no denying that. But Kuzma is their last trade asset. You're on Marcus Morris, another guy who plays the same position as your other six best players.
Marcus can play the three a little bit.
He's going to have to because Kuzma's at the two. So, again, like, I mean, Jerry West keeps doing great things. Good for them to get him, but – if the price was Kuzma, and I think Danny Green for the money, because Kuzma didn't make any money. So if it was those two, I definitely don't do that for Marcus Morris.
No, it's expensive.
I think he's on a one-year deal.
That sounds right.
I think it was like 115, I want to say. So it's like, when he's looking off Kawhi and Paul George, like I've got it, guys. It's me and Bron one-on-one.
Oh, he's absolutely going to do that.
That's what I'm saying. People are like, oh, boy, the Lakers are cooked. It's like, this is the trade that, like, if you thought the Clippers are better than the Lakers, that's fine. But this is the one that the Lakers are worried about?
To be fair, they were certainly slightly worried about it because they were trying to trade for him.
Let me see. Yeah, one for $15 million. They were, and again, the price got too high. They backed out. I don't feel like they're losing much sleep.
No. Nor should they. Yeah. They've got Darren Collison coming in.
I mean, something for nothing. Now, if Collison chooses the Clippers, that would be very funny. That's why he said he's not deciding until after deadline. And he said he's 50-50. So if he goes to the Clippers, that would be very funny.
That would. Clippers are like, we're not even going to play you. It's fine. Yeah. They already signed.
like you think if they played before this trade, you've still got Clippers over Lakers, right? Play in a playoff series.
The depth thing has me in a pickle.
That's why I'm asking.
Before that, I had the Clippers all the way. Now I don't know how the Lakers could possibly lose after that.
And even if the Lakers are the one that traded Kuz and Danny Green for Marcus Morris, would you be like, oh boy, now I'm they're cooked. Why even play?
No. But I don't know. I do think it's interesting. It just gives you another guy who can go get his own shot, which I think there is value to that. I realized he was averaging 20 either. 20 on just like a terrible team. Shooting 44% from three.
He cannot miss from three this year.
He did for half the year last year. I was like, all right, I'll keep that for next year.
And that's part of it. It's like, I remember when the Celtics loved him too. And then by the end of the year, every Celtics fan I saw was like, Duo's on the left. Mook, thanks for the memories.
I mean, we just wanted as many people away from that tire fire as possible. I'll always love him.
He's like adding to that Clippers lineup is fine, but they're like, oh boy, what are the Lakers going to do with a Montrezl Morris, Kawhi, Paul George, Lou Will five? And I was like, pick on Lou Will and Montrezl Harrell, get rebounds over more. Like, I don't, the same things they were going to do before be bigger than them?
It was very funny that was like bigger names were being had for way less, but it was just the two Titans of the West battling tooth and nail over Marcus Morris.
Yeah, and I got to wonder, Popovich wanted that guy, so I'm really wondering if he's that good. Like 04 Pop wanted him, I'd be like, okay, yeah, no, he's going to swing a series. But 2020 Pop?
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love We love Twisted Tea. Dude. Go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Okay.
I will.
Who do you have winning the championship?
I'm still going Lakers.
I've
had Lakers over Bucks all year, and I haven't seen anything to change it. Like, the Clippers are very much as good as I thought they would be in the 20% of the season that they play together. But, yeah, I'm still going Lakers. Are you switching to Lakers? Or someone else?
I've seen people make this point the past couple days, and it's one I can't shake, but it's also one I can't fully buy into. It could be very well that in hindsight, we're all going to be like, why the fuck didn't we pick the Bucks? They beat everyone.
Yeah. The Bucks are just kind of not even talk. It's all about who's going to finish like 2 through 6. It's like, that's all well and good until the Bucks just roll through the first 2 rounds and are just ripe to beat the hell out of somebody before going right on. I would be, unless we get like catastrophic injuries like last year's finals and playoffs.
Right.
I would be surprised if one of those three teams did not win it, the LA teams or the Bucks. I think those are the only three teams I see right now. I think it went 4 rounds.
If the Bucks were doing this out west, obviously they don't. But if they were doing this out west, I don't think anyone would have any doubts that they would be. And they have an easier path. They don't even have to go through the west. They just don't have the east waiting for them at the end, whereas the mm-hmm. Lakers or Clippers do. But they are what's waiting at the end. Right. So I don't know. I understand not buying in all the way, because that's me. I don't buy in all the way. But – and they, for as much as we talk about Phillies built themselves to beat the Clippers or the Bucks, the Bucks are kind of set up to go to perfectly match up against the Lakers.
The Bucks they're going to win 70 games. They're set up to match up against anybody. And the thing is, like, they're as good as they were last year. They won 60, and this year they're probably looking at 70 or 68 to 70 ish.
Right.
So it's like, that's exactly what you'd want to see. If you're in the weaker conference, you need to be kicking ass, and they are kicking ass like everywhere, in conference, out of conference, home, right, away, in division, out of division. Giannis is playing 22 minutes a game.
That's like, Kawhi does load. I don't care about any player doing load management. Giannis has perfected load management because he does it every game. He plays every game, and then he manages his load every game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does.
And then he jerks off at the Super Bowl like the rest of us.
Yeah, gets in trouble for it too. Like, he's one of us. Though I will say, like, the only thing, like, for the Bucks again, like, they're kicking ass. Is it going to be, like, is White Dante going to show up? And he's been cooking. Like, all the, like, bench guys have been cooking. But when it came to it last year, it's like, hey, if it's going to be star on star, and somebody's going to not necessarily cancel Giannis out, but who's after? Like, is Middleton going to step up, be that consistent second? Because even last year, Giannis played 34 minutes a game in the playoffs. Like, Bud's just not a play you 44 minutes guy.
Right.
But he's, I know, was skewed by the early round, so I'm trying to see what he did in the Raptors series, but I know it wasn't, because I remember thinking, and people saying, like, why is he not? He played 38 and a half minutes in the conference finals. And if that's just a thing he's not willing to come off of, I don't know.
I can't imagine he's going to run into the playoffs and make the same mistake. Now he might.
Shanahan just did.
He very well might, but I'm hoping that doesn't happen. It's not even that I'm hoping, because I still want the Celtics to win. But I'm more realistic. I don't think that will happen, especially if he's going to have probably at least the first 2 rounds off.
Like, I'm looking now, in that game, is it 3 or 4? Game 3. It went to double overtime. They lost. In double overtime, he played 45 minutes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like that's and it wasn't like he scored 12 points, fouled out, and had 8 turnovers. So it wasn't a great game. But like playoffs, he's going to play 44-45 regular, like non-overtime game.
Well, Giannis really isn't an athlete. So how is he one to do it? Jokic can play 60, but he's...
I mean, that guy's a specimen. Let's not compare anybody to Jokic.
Right, the Greek god. You see that game winner he hit last night?
Yeah, I got to give a shout. The homie Fruity Nug's been telling me, he's like, Jokic's going to bust Gobert's ass. I'm like, okay. I'm not disagreeing. I didn't think it was going to be like a 30-20-10 bust his ass and put the game winner... kiss it off the top of the rafters and drop it in.
He went, what did they say? He went 12 of 13 or 13 of 14 against Gobert when primarily getting guarded by Gobert.
Yeah, that's rough.
And then Gobert said fake news.
And he was 14 for 24. So who, like Ed Davis, like Tony Bradley must have had him in the jaws of life.
Yeah, Nikola Jokic made 13 to 14 field goal attempts with Rudy Gobert as his primary defender.
But how many screen assists? You're not telling me the whole story, man.
That's true. Gobert saying fake news. Gobert stinks at the internet so bad.
Well, I got to say, like before the All-Star stuff, he was really fun. He used to like call out players and he would like talk trash in French to Evan Fournier. And I was like, okay, this guy's pretty funny. And now it's also like the games last night. It's like you look at Jamal Murray going 12 of 26, but he's one of those guys that can get his own shot and like score 31. And in a 98-95 game, you need that guy.
Oh, yeah.
When Gary Harris went 0 for 13.
Yeah, listen, maybe he should have had Gobert cover him.
Talk about lunch meat. I was talking about P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker might give him 20 and 10, too.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe the Rockets know exactly what they're doing. They're like, we're going to make the Lakers play small. They're going to have no idea how to do it. They've only been playing big all year. They're going to cruise to the finals.
LeBron gets the ball, and Austin Rivers on him. He's like,
He's like, what?
Just dribbles it off his knee.
I'm all at Rockets to the finals. It makes sense now.
Like the Nuggets played 7 players last night at the Jazz and won. And one of their starters went 0 for 13. And I'm supposed to take the Jazz seriously?
No, you can't. You can't.
I won't. I don't care how many screen assists you got, Gobert.
That one you had Nuggets and the under, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Nailed it. Like, yeah, Jazz were up for a while. I was like, come on, just get close. Then I was like, oh, no, they're just going to win. And then they won.
Jokic with a cool 21 rebounds. 30, 21, and 10.
Like, that's the – let me see. Who are they looking at now? Second round, the Rockets would play the Lakers, which they don't want.
No.
Like they don't want. I don't think they can beat any of those teams in the second. I don't think the Rockets could beat the Nuggets, Clippers, or Lakers in the second round, and that's who they're looking at. So
I won't say they can't beat the Nuggets.
What Jokic on Tucker, man? I don't know.
But they,
I think he's going to be like, why are they playing 4-on-5? Like I just turn over. I don't even see this guy.
I certainly wouldn't pick them against either of the LA teams. I'd pick Denver, but I like the other ones. I might say 4-0. I wouldn't say 4-0 there.
Yeah, no, I don't think they'd roll them. But in a series where Denver would also have home court, I would be surprised if the Rockets won that one. Rockets are 14-11 on the road. Right.
Philly would kill for 14-11 on the road.
They got Glenn Robinson and Burks.
Yeah.
For like a couple second round pick. Like those are the moves they like round out that bench. Cause again, they're starting five or they're closing five, I should say, is pretty much set.
Yeah. Philly right now is looking at, since all these teams are within like 2.5 games, Toronto, Boston, or Miami right now.
I feel like the Pistons were like close enough to the 10 seed. Not that Drummond's going to like tank their chances, but I feel like that was a kind of we don't care. Poor Drummond. You go from Detroit to Cleveland, man. That's rough.
Yeah.
And I still contend he's never played with a good or maybe even average point guard in his life.
Is the best passer he's played with now Kevin Love?
Probably. He's going to pass that chair right over his head when he's throwing it at the GM for not being traded.
They're talking about buying out Tristan Thompson, which a clutch client has never been bought out, which I didn't know. That's pretty fascinating.
We not giving up no bread.
No. And B, Cavs writers are making this point. There's no chance the Cavs are going to live in a world where they're actively helping out the Boston Celtics.
It's either like Celtics or Lakers. Like he's going like did they buy out JR or did they just waive him?
I know they
like I know he's I no longer just, a Cavalier, but
yeah, I think they just told him to go home last year and then his contract couldn't have expired.
That's what I'm saying. He like this is technically his last year, but they told him because I'm seeing like he might go to the Lakers. So it's like, yeah. Okay, yeah, if they're going to add Collison and JR, again, if you're just going to add something for nothing, cool. But again, that's on the flip side. I don't think Kawhi is like, shit, I didn't think about that. Either Collison and JR Smith. Oh, Masai, take me back.
He's like, oh, they just got Josh Smith. It's fine. No, it's JR. JR Smith. Oh.
I'm like, oh, God, no. Paul George is like, who? No, I'm out of here. I'm changing my number again. I don't want him to find me.
Yeah, I don't know who else is going to get bought out.
Honestly, like Tristan Thompson, that feels like a too good to buy out. Like if I couldn't get something for him, I heard him saying like they might just keep him. Like just keep him resign or sign and trade. Or again, just let him walk. Like I'm not going to – you promise me you're not going to go to a championship team. You've got to promise me you're not going to go play for the Bucks. I promise. I'm going to the Clippers. Why didn't we write that in?
Tristan on the Celtics would be the funniest thing ever. Because Philly fans wouldn't really – like, not all of them would know. They just wouldn't get it. And then all of a sudden
– when they see Horford refuse to come out of the locker room.
Not Tristan.
Al, come from under the bleachers. Mm-mm. That man is out there.
Points right at TT. He's like, I'm 13. Get him away.
Tristan Thompson, just like at the tip-off, he's just whispering different things. You remember when you played for the Hawks and I used to bust your ass? You remember that? And then you remember you went to the different team and I busted your ass there? You remember that? That was cool. Good to see you again, man.
He's like, oh, this team. It's the team I'm on now. Cool.
He's like, this is great.
If you just stayed here, we'd play together, but you don't.
Yeah, like they didn't trade Love. I'm gonna say I can't see them, but they're just gonna buy him out. And again, if he's clutch, he might want to buy out. Rich Paul's like, no, Daddy, we don't. Just wait the 4 months, rest your body, and we'll have you in LA soon. No problem.
Yeah, that's not how we handle business around these parts.
Like, I can't remember who I was listening to. I think it was Windhorse. He was saying he thought the Nuggets should go all in this year because he was like, next year he thinks the Lakers and Clippers like get better, like another offseason acquisitions, which, I mean, I don't hate it. I feel like this year is probably the Lakers' best chance.
I agree with that.
So I feel like they're, and that's why it's like if the Nuggets, like if they got Drew, is that putting it past the Clippers or the Lakers? I don't know. And even then, is it putting it past one of them and the Bucks? I don't know. But then again, Gary Harris shooting 0 for 13, man. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, if they want to go all in, getting rid of that guy certainly would help. He would help.
Oh, yeah. By far. Yes, I would replace Gary Harris with Drew Holiday.
I kind of hate that logic because that's the other side of the coin of the let's just bide our time until LeBron's out of the East.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like you're letting other teams dictate how you go about your business when it should just be like, oh, no, we're going all in because we already think we're one of the best teams and we're trying to win now
because it's now. Like, we usually aren't ready to win now. We are now.
Yeah. Like as good as the Lakers have been, the Clippers and Nuggets are both within four games.
Right.
And of those teams, I feel like the Lakers are actively trying to get that one seed. Not that the Nuggets and Clippers aren't, but the Clippers aren't. They don't care. Nuggets, I feel like our best player can play 65 minutes of playoff basketball. We'll play on the moon.
Yeah, I feel like the Nuggets, or at least Jokic, took the beginning of the year a little slow because he knew, like, that's part of making a playoff run last year, getting to the second round. It's like, all right, now I know what I need to do next year. And he played himself into shape, and now he's busting Rudy Gobert's ass easily.
Daily. Often.
What else happens? Anyone else get traded?
Jabari Parker.
Yeah, is he Sacramento now?
Yep. Yeah, it was him and Lynn in the Deadman deal.
Sure. Now, so Lynn wasn't that. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. The Hawks getting two bigs I don't necessarily like or get, but sure.
I don't hate them getting Capella, and they've already had Deadman there, so they know what they're getting out of him.
Yeah, and they let him walk. Like, that's the we know exactly what we're getting. And when somebody gave him $40 million, I think they rightfully let him walk.
Yeah.
So if it was a case of, okay, we're getting a big, we can get one of these guys, but now you go from, like, none of your assets in the bigs, and now you've got two long-term or moderate-term contracts in the bigs, and they're going to draft that bum Wiseman.
Yeah, I can't imagine them being like, well, we've got Deadman. Why would we want Wiseman? That feels like terrible logic.
It's how you stay terrible. Really? Like, I'm starting – like, Drew Holiday is great, but he really made his bones off of a four-game series. Oh, yeah. It was a great series, hell of a series. But I don't know. Like, he's fine. He's very good. Like, a Pelicans fan said he would only do that trade for Porter, so he wanted no part of Murray. Like, he's like, you don't want to pay that to a third score. It's like, I get that, but do you want to pay that next contract to Drew? He'll be 30.
Right. And he's got, like, him. I think even more impressive than that four-game playoff series is his ability to stay healthy all these years despite having just nothing in his knees.
Yeah, knock on wood. Knock on Drew Holiday's knee.
I mean, that was part of the reason Philly was okay getting rid of him, because they were like, he's going to be constantly injured. To his credit, he's been super healthy past, feels like 4 years now, 5 years now.
Yeah, he's – since Anthony Davis got good, he's a – 42 this year. I played, what, 45, 50, played 67, 81, 67, and 65 the year before that. So I can knock on wood, safe to say he's kicked that bug, but he's got this year, next year's 26, and then a player option. So it's like I feel like he opts out of that for one last big deal. Do I want to pay that deal? I'd rather pay Jamal Murray's deal now than Drew's next deal. And that's like looking down the road, but.
Well, it's especially where both teams line up. Like, right. New Orleans paying Jamal when they don't really have to pay anyone. They have to pay Ingram this year, but that's it. Like, Zion, they don't have to pay for another 4 years.
It's Ingram this year, Lonzo next year, which I feel like that's when they make the decision. Because it's like, if we pay Lonzo, we're not paying Drew that next contract, or vice versa.
Right, but if you had Jamal, it almost lines up that you're not really paying all four of those guys at the same time.
Right. Well, it's also, he's another one. Like, he built, like, when he signed the five for 126, everybody was like, that's preposterous. And then he had that four-game series, and everybody's like, that's great. So then again, like, that's how it's supposed to go. People say they overpay for Jaylen Brown. They're saying they overpay for, like, Jamal Murray. Like, these deals get signed a year before they can kick in, so I think it's weird.
It's super weird. That's like when Memphis announced that they gave Brooks a new deal. Like when that stuff happens in the middle of the season, I'm always so shocked because it happens so rarely that I almost feel like it's illegal. Like, what do you mean you just gave a guy an extension in the middle of the year?
Probably. The one I thought that was like Covington. There was like, not only they're doing that, they're paying him more this year and last year. They're giving his mom some money. I'm like, what? That's an option? Okay.
Yeah, why aren't more teams doing this?
Like five for one, like it is a lot, but you sign it one after year three and it doesn't go in effect till year five. So you've got two whole off seasons, one entire regular season before it kicks in. And now it's like, I bet the only regret Danny Ainge is like, damn, I wish we had gave him that fifth year.
Big regret.
Yeah. Part of the game. So like 5-170, I'm trying to, whatever Ingram gets this summer is going to be a lot and people are going to yell at it.
I don't know if they will. Some guys, when they get the max, it's just like, yeah. And he'll get a max and people will be like, yeah, it's New Orleans. This was part of the reason they made the trade. He is an all-star this year.
He's no Ben Simmons. I think that's what it's going to come down to, like right or wrong. And it's wrong, but it'll honestly, be like, what's
right now, do you honestly
– get into it. Talk about it.
No, I'm saying right now, do you think the public perception around Ingram is worse than Simmons? Because I don't think that's true. I think more people would rather have Brandon Ingram right now. And I'm not even saying that's what I'm saying. But I think if you polled most NBA fans, they'd be higher on Ingram than Simmons right now.
No, I don't think majority, but it's definitely turning. Like, it's definitely – like, of those top three, I think each of those three guys get an argument. So if you want, you can make the case for Simmons, Ingram, or Brown, and I don't think any of those three teams would trade for the other guy.
Oh, I think Ainge would trade Jalen for one of either of them.
No, because it's like if you trade for Ainge, like you already kind of got the silky score in Tatum and Simmons. It's like
maybe not Ingram. Maybe
yeah, not but Ingram. But even you go to Simmons, it's like. You do that trade, and everybody in the locker room is like, no, we can't laugh openly at this guy anymore.
Right. I guess I'm speaking more from, like, in a vacuum. If you told him he could do this and none of the other things applied, like chemistry and things of that nature, like just this talent for that talent, contract for contract, yeah, I think he would. Ingram, I think you're right. Him and Tatum are kind of the same guy. So I don't know if he wants to – him and Jalen work because they're different. So I think you're right there. But I think he would trade him for Ben Simmons in 2 seconds.
I think he – like, ultimately, he probably would. But I think the jump from year three to four for Jalen alone would give him pause.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a couple of years. Like, this guy would be lucky to be a 12-point-a-game scorer in the league. Oh, what's that? He did that year two, you say? Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you – what do you think, he's going to shoot more threes and make more of them? What, he's at a career high. What? Oh, no. So I think he'd really have to – because they're same age. And also Jalen's like a really good defender. I think that's where he'd lose off on the Ingram. Like, you get the offense, but he's not the defender either. Those two are.
Oh, yeah. No. Simmons, I was thinking about the other day. Like, he might have my non-existent DPOY vote. Like, he's – as much as we like to crown other guys as can defend all five positions, like, he really just goes out there and does it at historically dominant levels year in, year out.
Yeah, I feel like he's, like, first team at the minimum. Like, I don't think he'll get – I feel like we're still stuck on – it's just, like, who's the big guy that blocks the shots? That's who our defensive player of the year is. But he's – I think he's first team, absolutely.
I wonder if because he's big enough – he'll – because we – like, Draymond has got one, Kawhi has got one. I do wonder if he's gonna – I mean, but people just hate him right now. That's the other part of it. Media doesn't like him. His own team doesn't like him.
That's what I'm saying. And Gobert's got two. My God. I think, like, for him to get it, I think it would have to be – he'd have to do that, and they would have to be like a number one or two defense, which they're just not. It's one of those. They're one or two when all their guys are on the court, but overall, I don't know. And it's still good, but if you're talking defensive player of the year, you need the best.
I wonder what his home defensive numbers look like, or Philly's home defensive numbers look like.
Oh, by far. Let's see. Like, they're like first five. Yeah, they're 35th. Fifth in defense. Yeah, they're like NCAA numbers.
Right.
Like, they're fifth right now, but above them is the Lakers, so 80 is a candidate, and number one is the Bucks. So I feel Giannis is – I feel like he'd be the winner today.
Yeah, probably, especially since I don't know if they're going to – give him back to back. Although I don't.
I think they have to. I don't know who else is going to get it. The one I'm interested for, I'm really interested to see who wins most improved.
It's a tight race. Obviously, I'm going to put all my chips in for Jalen, but he's not going to get it.
No. Who do you think will?
I know you were saying Luka earlier in the year. I don't think they give it to legacy guys like that.
What legacy did he get?
He came into the league with this whole – it'd be like, did LeBron get 1 year too? Like, guys like that, guys who they almost hand the league before they've even gotten there.
They ain't draft Marvin Bagley before Luka.
Yeah, and he's the type of guy who would also not get most improved. Even though he's going to go from like not playing at all this year to, is he done? Like, what? I haven't heard his name other than you talking about him.
Who, Bagley?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like he's the one that he might have slick switched knees with Harry Giles.
Sore left foot, hasn't played since January 20th. He's played 13 games this year.
Most in Peru. So who do you think, like Ingram?
I think Ingram, I think Siakam, even though we saw what he could do last year, but the fact that he's more of a national name this year and Toronto didn't really fall off regular season-wise at all, I think Siakam.
Yeah, they on pace to win more games than they did last year.
Right.
Which is insanity.
It is insanity. When you factor in how little Kawhi played last year, I guess it's not too crazy.
No, I mean, he played like 75% of the season. This year, he hadn't played 0% of the season for him.
True. He's a regular Iguodala. I wonder if Dinwiddie will be in this mix.
Because somebody posed to me, they were like, he won't win, but will Ben McLemore get any vote? And I said, like, he won't, but it's like, maybe he should.
Right.
Because it's like, he took a leap from, like, out of the league to
right.
solid rotation. Like, same right. for Melo. I'd potentially give Melo most improved, yeah.
Melo would be just to have another patch on his jacket. He'd be furious. Yeah. He'd be MIP, like, why'd I come back for this shit?
I regret.
That'd be disrespectful.
It would, but it's like, hey, McLemore was out for half a season. Melo was out for a season and a half. So it's like they took that leap, as would he. Like, Ingram took the leap from, like, potential to all-star. Yeah. I still think it'll be Luka because he took, like, not even an all-star, even legacy-wise, not even an all-star to first team. And the thing, I don't think LeBron made first team his second year.
Well, no. Luka's better than LeBron. We've talked about that.
No, easily. That's why I think he's going to get the hardware LeBron didn't get. Let me see. Yeah, when was LeBron's first team was? 06. That's wild.
Jesus Christ.
That can't be right. Yeah, he came in 03. He made a second team in 05 and a first team in 06.
All right, so his second year, he did make a team. It just wasn't first team.
No, his third year.
Well, no, because it'd be 03, 04.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to.
And then 04, 05. So 05.
Basketball ref.
05.
The real deal.
05 would have been his second year because it goes 03, 04, 04, 05. So 05, second team.
Yeah, then 06 first team, you're right. So if he goes from that non-all-star to just bypass his second team,
right.
I feel like I think that's the hardest leap to make, and that's why I'd still give him most improved.
Right now, assuming he's back right after the all-star game, he won't have missed enough games to knock him off that.
I don't know if he's – again, once Steph made it, man, I don't – he might have already played enough minutes.
But they did throw Steph on third team, which was my argument at the time. Like, all right, if you're going to say the games played don't matter, I don't know that you can knock him from first to third team because when he played, he was better than the first team guys.
Counterpoint. Steph's worse than LeBron. LeBron's worse than Doncic even. I'm just saying.
Good points. But yeah, Bam.
Oh, I mean, that's a given. That's first team center, first team defense. Come on.
Graham.
He won't get. He's should be. I think he's tailed off a little much. But those are the type of improvements I wonder if they will look at. It's like we thought this guy was an absolute nothing. Like we're absolute nothing. We even let the Hornets have him. Like, but boy, I'd honor Luka will get my first place vote and Melo will get my second place vote. And he would punch.
Why do you hate Carmelo Anthony? Yeah, why do you hate Carmelo Anthony?
Listen, no one's beat the drum for Melo more than I. It's a piece of hardware. He got four gold medals. He liked having awards that nobody really wants. People want him, but they don't really want him. He got that MOP over LeBron's head. I'm ready to have that conversation. Four gold medals and a college ring to LeBron's three NBA rings. I mean, I call it even Steven.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I wonder where Melo going to put that trophy.
Bathrobe pocket, probably.
Because I'm looking back at most, another reason, like I'm more convinced Doncic going to get it now more than ever. Before, they were just giving it to like, hey, all right, man. Like, hey, Bobby Simmons has a most improved. It's like, hey, all right, man. Like you used to stink and now you don't. All right. Like Aaron Brooks has one. Paul George won one in 2012, 2013. And I think last year he made the most improvement of all. Like,
right.
He just bypassed second team All NBA and went straight to first team and first team defense. Like Giannis, Oladipo. Now you gotta be jumping into superstardom. It ain't no more, hey, Boris Diaw. Hey, all right. Thanks for showing up, my man. Daryl Armstrong. All right. That's cool.
Like, hey, we got it wrong. We thought you sucked out loud. Turns out you're all right.
Yeah, like you got to be like Siakam last year, Oladipo, Giannis are the last three. Like you got to make that leap to second team All-NBA or better. Before, just like, hey, Ryan Anderson, you hit a couple threes in Orlando. How about that?
Pretty good.
Yeah, all right. Let me rub your head, Allen Henderson.
PJ Tucker might get it for playing center.
They should just give him strongest man. Best team player. That's what you should get, like a sportsman of the year. He talked about taking one for the team.
You know, Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
Yeah. Now. WPMOY, PJ Tucker. Yeah, like the lab. Butler got one. Paul, yeah, like if you're getting it now, it's like you better be a fucking superstar in a couple years or we're taking our shit back.
So, yeah, Jaylen's out. I think it's going to be Ingram then.
I know. Like he's my third after Melo, of course. And Dodge, who's least improved?
I mean, we've asked this before, and my answer was Ben Simmons, and I don't know.
You said he was defensive player of the year.
Yeah, we talked about his defense last year as being a big plus.
He's shooting higher from the field than ever. He's hitting threes this year. Which side is it, Mick?
Threes.
multiple, that's right.
Who's the least improved?
Because I'm really trying to think of like who just didn't take that leap. I would from playoffs to this season, I think it's Jamal, but from like last regular season to this regular season, I don't think it's Jamal, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm trying, least, no, nah, I'm going Aaron Gordon. That's my least improved.
I just don't think you like Aaron Gordon.
I used to. Yeah, no, that's my lead. He's taking less shots this year, shooting worse from the field, worse from three, worse from the free throw line, less rebounds, assists, and points. That's my vote.
Harsh but fair.
Yeah, I like Aaron Gordon. I just wish he would stop trying to play like LeBron James or stop thinking he's LeBron James.
My least improved. This man he's taking 5 whole shots less per game, mm-hmm. and he's shooting 10% worse than he was last year. He's shooting 4% worse from three, despite taking half as many threes. He's shooting less than 50% from the free throw line as a guard.
Uh-oh.
He's averaging 2.9 assists to 1.6 turnovers.
Okay.
His name is Dennis Smith Jr.
Oh, boy. I got to say, those numbers you read were a lot better than I thought they were this year. Good for Dennis. 34, 30,
48 is.
Yeah. We just adding those up, or those are splits? What do you mean?
Yeah, those are, in fact, his splits. They are bad.
I think the NBA is the one sport where you could actually give least improved and guys would be like, oh, no, I got to get on my shit, man. Like Miles Bridges was like, I'm going to get a lot better. And then his game was like, actually.
Yeah, I don't know how it's anyone but Dennis Smith Jr.
I just told you it's or Al Horford.
No, it's the same guy. Exactly.
I won't say like he's still plenty good, but in terms of leaps, I thought he was going to take. Like I thought Embiid might be in like legit MVP conversation this year.
Yeah, I did too.
Like he was at 28-14 last year, and like playing less minutes, which I think is part of it, like trying to go 100 game season. But he's down 23-12, shooting worse from the field, getting to the line less. He just, and again, if he like breaks it out in the play, like same as Jamal, if they just do, there's like, no, we were saving it for when it counts. But yeah, I thought he was going to be like, oh yeah, he was a 28 last year. Let's see if he can do like 31-15. Like Shaq, real man numbers.
Right. Yeah, he was one of my MVP picks. He broke his hand at a terrible time too, but. I mean, at that point, they were not a top four seed, so it's hard to be like, hey, he was crushing it.
Yeah, it's like they were 2 seed when he got hurt. Now they're 6.
Who else hasn't improved, like, at fucking all? Where does Fultz fall for most improved?
Behind Melo.
Well, according to you, everyone but one player is behind Melo.
Now he's, I don't know, his feels like, again, weird, like Embiid never won one. It's just like, is this guy going to ever finally be on the court? Oh, right. He is, and he can play. All right.
Yeah, mine, I don't have anyone else who's even. Dwight will probably get some most. I feel like if for your Melo, mine would be Dwight, most improved.
Yeah, he might get most improved teammate. Like, hey, man, last year we hated your guts. This year, you know what I mean.
Tolerable.
Yeah. You want to get some lunch, Bron? No, but I'm not going to cuss you out for asking.
maybe next week. Ask again.
Yeah, I'm not going to laugh in your face for asking. And that's the growth we're looking for. Thanks for your pal.
Dwight's like, that's the best interaction we've had in years.
Yeah, he's like, it's the most positive interaction I've ever had with anyone. Like a guy we didn't even mention, and I'm checking now to see if his points per game still went up exactly 10, and it has, is Trey.
Yeah, I did think about him.
Like he's went from 19 to 29 a game. He's taking three more threes a game and hitting considerably more of them. He's getting to the free throw line four more times a game and hitting more of them. And yeah, he's not getting a single vote. No. He's not going to get any votes for All-NBA, which is going to piss me off. Like he shouldn't make it. True. I don't know, man. People are pissed. He's an all-star. Like,
not the people who are voting.
But Jackson Hayes, did you see what he said about Trae Young making the all-star game? He told him to suck his dick now. Dick,
yeah. Jackson Hayes.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it is all. Yeah, who's your All-NBA teams? We're about at the halfway point.
I mean, what position do these fellas play anymore? That's half the battle.
Listen, I'm just going for All-NBA teams. Before, I would do like front court, back court. Now, I kind of just don't care. Just give me your, like, if you're the five best, that's how you end up. It's like, boy, oh, boy, DeAndre Jordan got how many all-team or how many All-NBA?
So, for this, I'm going to move Luka to forward because –
fine with it.
Because Dame is certainly not a second team guy, and I can't put Harden on the second team either.
That's it's no position. You can put it on. You don't have to put him anywhere. Just put him on first, like.
So those three. Can I have seven people on my first team?
I don't see why not. No, somebody. Yeah, somebody's got to go. Be second team.
Certainly not going to be Giannis. I'll tell you that right here and now.
Third team?
How bad if LeBron and AD?
Like, if it's going, again, position-wise, AD, like, I feel like my first team is I think, Doncic, Harden, Giannis, LeBron, and probably Kawhi. I think those – I'm trying to think if I missed anybody. Like, it's some tough cuts to second team, but I feel
so
like
no AD. Those.
No, he's second team. Like, okay. He's second team. Lillard's second team.
I'm having an impossible time, and I can't even call it recency bias because even if you just remove what Lillard's done in the past few weeks, he's still – one of the best players in the league.
Made first team last year.
Right. So I have a hard time taking that away.
Yeah, I don't even see who was on because I know it's like
I'm closer to knocking spots. I'm closer to knocking Harden off than Lillard.
Listen, it's your team, Daddy. Get him out of here. Let me see. Yeah, last year was like shit, I forgot Jokic. Like he's gotta be second team. But yeah, no Steph this year.
No.
No Paul George from first team this year. Durant's out. Kyrie remains to be seen. Blake's out. Gobert, if you're looking at the screen assist. Russ, I don't think he'll make All-NBA this year, but he might.
You never. I'm like, not going to count that.
Yeah, like I don't think he or Kimba will. I think they both will. But one of them may. My second team, AD, Lillard, Jokic. I might still throw Durant on there, man. That guy's incredible. Tremendous basketball player.
Yeah, I'll go LeBron on the first team with the other four. So AD and Jokic on this team.
I'm trying to decide if I want Siakam second or third. I'm putting him second right now, but it's in pencil.
Okay. Is Milwaukee only getting one?
Yes.
No Lowry?
No.
What about Chris Paul?
I got to say, fourth team maybe. He wouldn't be my second team.
What about Brogdon?
No.
Jimmy
like
Butler.
Sabonis might be my 14th. Yeah, I was thinking about I'm thinking now Butler might be on my third team. I think Brandon Ingram might be on my third team. I feel like I still got to get Simmons up there because if he's still fine on offense, has the limit, but if he's playing that caliber defense, he's in the mix somewhere.
Where did Paul George and Kawhi fall in all this?
Kawhi's first team. George, I don't know. Because even then, it's one of those he hadn't played the games, but I also don't feel like he's been Paul George. Like, as if you talk about going like from last year, Dame spot, he hadn't been close to that. And some of it's been injuries for sure, but. Let's see. Yeah, taking less shots, free throws, all that. The per game stuff still feels fine, but he's played 30 games at 30 minutes per. Like I'll put him fourth team for now, but we'll see. Kelly Oubre has got to be in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Gobert is probably fourth team.
You got him ahead of Tice?
I haven't finished my third team, you understand?
Fair.
Yeah, George probably 14. Gobert 14. I'm throwing Bam on the fourth team for now. Like Sabonis has been cooking.
I don't know how you keep Trey out of the second or third team.
Have you watched him play defense, Mick? It's half the game.
Some are telling me this.
No, he's probably third. Because I was looking at he or Bill, and it's like, I mean, I know who gets the nod there, and I don't know if both of y'all are making it.
Like, I don't have Kyrie in this.
Nah. Like Booker, I'm putting Booker on my fourth team.
Your fourth team has no less than 23 people.
No, it's got George, Gobert, Bam, and Booker. Freddie Van Fleet.
Second team. Kawhi, AD, Jokic.
No Siakam.
I'm not putting him over any of those three.
No Donnie Mitchell.
No Don Mitchell. Mm. He'd probably be third team. Although he's a guard, so who the fuck knows anymore?
Like for all the shits, Westbrook is still at 26-8-7. Like it's almost more impressive that he just can't shoot threes at all and just still cooks.
Yeah.
Like before it was like, yeah, he's shooting, 31%. It's not great, but okay. Now, last 3 years he's been in the 20s. And it's like, yeah, no, I'm still coming at you at like 100 miles an hour. And you're not gonna do anything about it.
I might go Kemba and Ben Simmons as my guards here.
Okay. Do it.
I might be fucking crazy enough to do it. That's right.
Coward. And
I'd want to go Trey and Chris Paul for the third team.
Yeah. Because I really am trying to – like I want the best 20 play. Because it's like has Paul George had a top 20 season? I don't know. But he's definitely a top 20 player.
Right.
And he hasn't played so poorly this year that it's like, oh, he's an absolute, like Kyrie. Like that bum.
Right. And like Lowry's here at a smidge under 20 a game and averaging 7 assists a game and playing still really good defense as someone who in a later stage of his career went from a guy who was like, all right, you're going to play off DeRozan. All right, you're going to play off Kawhi. Now it's like, you're going to play off Siakam, but we're also going to need you to score a little bit more. And he's like, all right.
Well, yeah, it was like, yeah, the entire team has the coronavirus. And Larry's like, I got you. Like an 8-game stretch, I got you. We're going to go 6-2. It's really wild. Like, Bill's at 29 a game, and I'm like, that's when I was like, yeah, he's had a better scoring season than Paul George, but I couldn't, like, for the gap on defense, I couldn't put him anywhere above George.
No.
Towns. We haven't mentioned Towns.
Guy hasn't won a game in decades.
First team. I thought he was averaging more points a game. He's in that mix.
He waits till the fourth quarter to score all of his points. The rest of the game, he's taking it easy. He's hoisting threes.
I respect it.
Taking it easy. He's also top five in charges. He was last week. He's missed a couple games. He might not be in anymore, but he was top five in charges taken.
Okay. I don't like that. So he's definitely out. I'm glad you said that. Hate that in a player.
I got to bring everything to the table. I'm not going to leave you in the dark on anything.
Man, is that – I think Sabonis might be 13. Good. Imagine having to do this, like, for real, and it actually decides tens of millions of dollars.
I mean, those first, like, 8 or 9 names were super easy, so it's really just that last team.
But that's the point. Like, it's a whole nother team, and you decide, like, tens of millions of dollars. I'm going Simmons' second team. He's made the leap. We will now have an opening on the third team.
I don't know who my third team. I guess Paul George would be one of them.
Can I put Giannis on here twice? That guy's kicking ass.
It's probably fair, honestly. Like when someone gets like linebacker and safety all pros.
Yeah. Like I want Giannis is a forward here. Giannis is a center is here. And Giannis is a guard is also here. Him as a teammate is third team. as a businessman, he's fourth team.
As a sex addict.
Yeah, first team. Like DeRozan, he's the one, like, he started slow and he's been cooking lately. Lowry's in there. Shea, yeah, there's my third team.
Mm-hmm. Shea, Bam.
And Alec Burks.
So I'm going to go Chris Paul, Trey. Paul George, Brandon Ingram, Embiid.
As your which team?
Third team. Clearly first. I mean, how else could you have interpreted that team? I'm trying to.
Bump once, a bonus of Bam for Embiid. I wonder who gets knocked. I wonder who.
A fair and impartial journalist like yourself, it's a shame Bam has to get bumped.
Listen, I call him like I see him. Having said that, John Wall, second team.
Yeah. You see that guy warm up? He's incredible.
Oh, my God. Just you wait. DeAndre Jordan for even bringing the Brooklyn Nets together.
Some are arguing he's tearing them apart. Depends which way you want to look at it.
Which side of the locker room you want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tempted to throw JaVale on here just for – it's like year six of like, it's, oh, boy, if they can get that knucklehead to act right. Like, I don't know. I feel like he's been fine. Like,
I was looking at the Festus Ezeli – thank you, Golden State video the other day.
Sure.
And one of the top replies to it was someone just saying, like, go get JaVale. He'd be perfect for what the Warriors need, which, in like,
not even in retrospect, really rude thing to say and terrible internet acumen to say that to the guy leaving Golden State. I don't think Azealia is going to be like, that's a good call. Let me get Lake up.
Yeah, no, we've got the same agent.
But tremendous call by that guy. That was exactly, he stepped right in with Golden State, immediately flourished.
Yeah, that knucklehead, they got him to act right, I bet. Yeah. Everybody else is just like, no, he's fine. He's a great teammate. He's always energy. Doesn't mind if he plays 20 minutes or two.
What's his third team? Out with it.
I think I'm going Ingram, Butler, Trey, Embiid, and I'm torn between Chris Paul and George.
Chris Paul, like George? Bang.
Yes, in there.
I mean, I've got both of them on there, so I don't have this quandary, but...
Actually, yeah, I'm going George 13. Chris Paul gets bumped to 4.
Poor fella. So did I have you didn't have Kemba at all, or is he second team?
Kemba, no. Not on the teams.
Outrageous.
There was two Celtics I was thinking about, and he was neither of them. So,
yeah, I mean, I almost had Grant second team too, but sometimes
you just know how much I love him.
Big Tennessee guy. Mm-hmm. They call him Tennessee Whiskers.
Big T. The T stands for Tennessee.
All right, so congrats to those players. You don't have to even really try the rest of the year.
Yeah, okay, so what's your full team?
Gonna do all that again? God damn it. No. Mm-hmm. Harden, Lillard, Doncic, LeBron, Giannis, first team. Kemba, Simmons, Kawhi, AD, Jokic, second team. Trey, Chris Paul, Paul George, Brandon Ingram, Embiid, third team.
No Siakam.
God fucking damn it.
Too many good players in the NBA.
It's troublesome. Yeah, him over Paul George. George out, Siakam in. No Paul George or Jimmy Butler.
Wow, they're going to yell at you, especially Jimmy Butler.
He definitely will. But Patrick Beverley's yelling at him, so I got that going for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going Doncic, Harden, Giannis, LeBron, Kawhi, first team. AD, Lillard, Jokic, Siakam, Simmons, second. Ingram, Butler, Trey, PG, Embiid. And the fourth team, just for shits and giggles. Chris Paul, Gobert, Booker, Russ. I gotta go Sabonis. I don't know, man. Like, I'm really, it's either Bam, Cat, or Sabonis. I don't know who the best talent there is, but I think I'll give it, I don't know if I have a case to move him off. So, Bam, and this team that does not matter whatsoever. I'm comfortable leaving Bam there.
My fourth would be Lowry, Jimmy Butler, Paul George.
Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, probably Lonzo.
Rubio. Vince Carter.
No, you know Gasol. There's another forward. I feel like there's been a lot of good ones, so we haven't named.
PJ Tucker.
Big Tuck. Big Tuck and Roll.
So no Beal for you either on any of the teams?
No, it wasn't even really a consideration. He's good, but I feel like everyone I've named is comfortably better.
His agent and his girlfriend are going to yell at you.
That's fine.
You say that now.
Huh. I might just go Sabonis and Bam. I don't hate that.
You're a madman. The game's getting smaller.
Yeah, I don't know who else. Four teams really allows me to have everyone I want involved. And no snubs. This is the no snub No snub proof.
I don't know, man. My 15's looking good. Sabonis, Cat, Lowry, one of Tatum and Brown. And
why not both?
Yeah, maybe Beal. I don't. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find.
Kemba too. Yeah, you Celtics pick three.
Heavens no. Good Lord, no. They replaced him with Devontae Graham. Didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, they're still bad.
That's exactly the point. How valuable can you be, Mr. Nice Guy?
No Kyrie? Yeah. Your fifth team?
Not this year, no.
Morant?
It's close. I wanted just to stick it to Mush.
Fox?
I'm tempted to put Triple J in here somewhere. Yeah, he missed a little too many games. Like he's heating up now, but it's too late.
Too late for this midseason award.
Mm-hmm. Too late for this completely made up. He's texting me now. What the fuck, bro? I'll talk to him later. Oh, LaMarcus Aldridge? Wow.
Noted LaMarcus Aldridge fan, you.
Love him. I gotta say, I'm so happy the trade deadline has brought us. I feel like it's been on court, like actual basketball on court discussion. How does this guy fit? Can they match up with them? And not like nobody's watching the league. Where's Giannis thinking that he might want to think about going? Now it's just everybody just laughing at PJ Tucker. Even PJ Tucker's laughing at PJ Tucker. that's the fun of this.
Yeah, well, I hate to break it to you, but that's all going away real soon.
Oh, yeah. Now, after the break, we're getting right back. It's going to be right back to the, there's too many games in the season. Nobody cares about this. Either Marcus Morris is the best ever or the worst ever.
Oh, that'll go. So-and-so
should have made this trade or didn't make this trade.
Possession by possession, that'll change.
That's what I'm really starting this. I was like, he will absolutely look off Kawhi Paul George. And the people that are like just slotting him in as like the perfect fifth. Yeah, if he wants to be that, he'd be the best role player in the world. Like he wouldn't even be if he was willing to accept the perfect role, he would not be available.
there were moments last year when it clicked so well. And the year before that, he was there for a while.
Yeah, I remember like was it last year or the year before first half, like he was good. It's like he won't make the All-Star team, but he's playing last really
year.
Well. Yeah.
Last year. Last year was when I was like, yeah, he's the same guy as Tobias Harris, and everyone had a big fucking problem with that. Now we see. He is exactly like Tobias Harris.
I was
like,
we will see.
It's not always a good thing.
Yeah, but he's having much better numbers than last year, and he wasn't in the All-Star snubs. I mean, unless you asked Mrs. Morris or Marquise.
I'm sure they would all give you the same answer.
Yeah, where's Marquise at? Like, he's the one I feel like if I'm getting Marcus Morris, I want Marquise.
Detroit.
Yeah, they got bigs aplenty, so you're not getting him.
Ainge tried to trade for Christian Wood and Marquise Morris. Nope.
What would they say? What he was giving up? Picks, I'm guessing.
I don't think Detroit was trying to trade Christian Wood, especially since they were actively trying to trade Andre Drummond.
Yeah, I get that. I wouldn't have traded Wood.
But I have no idea what they're asking for. Marquise Morris, if that's what they were giving up for everyone else.
How much is, like, could y'all even afford him? Like, does he make?
I think that's like, why we're going after him. Yeah,
he makes $7.25 an hour, just too too rich for you guys. But yeah, he's $3 million in a player option. Yeah, he'll be a Clipper next year.
Who else? Try to get Bertans. No Dice. That was it. I didn't hear us in on anyone else.
I already had fake Drummond to the fake Wizards in my mind. It's like he's going to opt in. What the hell? Who cares? We're paying John Wall for 3 years for a contract he signed 4 years ago and hasn't played in 5 years. Who won this trade deadline?
I feel like Memphis.
No, they got a D per Kevin Pelton, so let's try it again.
I'm sticking with Memphis.
Wow.
I respect
him. Did you not see the analytics?
No, I never do. I don't get that
either. I wish I hadn't. Yeah. I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
Memphis would be my pick. Did anyone else do anything? Minnesota. Minnesota won. Even if it doesn't work out. Even if it doesn't work out, it did. There's not really a negative. They were never going to be able to sign a person of D'Angelo Russell outright, and they were also able to get off Wiggins. So that's I'm all in on that.
I already know who my executive of the year is. Rosas from Minnesota. It's locked up. Sorry, Jerry West. You have to get two first team All NBA players another year. It's like, okay. Giannis, Anthony Davis, Clippers. Like,
the fuck? No problem.
I don't like to be challenged.
And World Wide West. Those would be my three winners. Those three won the deadline. You?
I'm looking right now. I was watching the Heat just keep finding guys. Like, I don't know, did you watch like the Gabe Vincent last night?
No.
He's just like, I don't know how many games he's played for them total. He's played two games total. His first game he played 1 minute. And last night he just came off the bench and hit three threes for them. Now it didn't help, but they were playing the Clippers. I mean, but they just keep finding like the Nuns and the Vincents and the Duncan Robinsons. And I'm looking at like they're.
I'm not ready to call Gabe Vincent of a win yet.
No, but I'm saying it, like I'm looking at their depth chart now, and it's like they're gonna be able to close with like some combination of Dragic, Hero, Crowder, Iguodala, Bam, with Kendrick Nunn, Robinson, Harrow, Gabe Vincent, and whoever they find, Derek Jones. Like, that's like a strong 9 or 10.
Gabe Vincent took 11 shots. He hit three of them. He hit three of
he's,
nine.
I'm telling you, he's here, baby. He's my most improved.
I was expecting to be like, hey, he got 5 minutes, took four threes, hit three of them. This guy is making a run. No, he played half the game. He did 3 of 11.
No, I'm looking at, I legit think he hit three in a row, though.
Probably.
Like the three, it was like three in a row. And I was like, wow.
He was cooking.
15 All NBA. I'm trying to, I would say, like, Memphis got, against this Justice is terrible. They got something for nothing. They got off Waiters and Johnson, which is good because they will probably use their money to sign Olenek coming up soon. I forgot Myers. Like, they still got Myers Leonard, who's been fine this year.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like in terms of, like, okay, we're going to the playoffs. These are our 9 or 10. I think Miami's up there. Individual trade, I have to say, I mean, Minnesota, that feels too easy.
Yep.
I go Knicks. Are you turning half a year of Marcus Morris shooting like a percentage he's never shot before, like into Harkless and a first round pick? That's World Wide West already in the house. Losers, Warriors. Since you asked,
I didn't ask. What are you talking about?
No, since you begged to know, I don't like what the Warriors did.
No.
Sixers had a fine one. Like, the thing about the war, like, they traded Willie Cauley-Stein, traded those guys. Like, they did what they were supposed to, like, turn those guys into second-round picks, and they just punted all their goodwill by signing Andrew Wiggins.
Acquiring.
Yeah.
Houston.
Which side?
Lost.
I feel like they know they're getting Tristan Thompson. Like, they have to know they're getting another big. Because they sent out Nene, too. It's like, you can't even just rely on him. I mean, he was always just like 12 minutes a game. I like what Cleveland did. Like, for what they gave up to get what they get, I think Cleveland's a winner.
I'd put Atlanta as a winner.
Yeah, they acquired too much talent at the same position. Uh-oh. Andre Drummond's upset.
He is. He's not a fan. Can you blame him?
I thought he was happy, though, to play with Kevin Love. But Kevin Love texted him, was like, no, bro.
Ain't the move. I was hoping to come to Detroit.
I was hoping, like, yeah, you can help me beat up Kobe Altman. That is why D'Angelo has played for four teams since 2015, and he keeps improving. Like, it's not even like he's that doesn't work out. He's salary fodder. He's shooting 10 threes a game this year, hitting like 38% of them.
Bad. It's all bad.
Nice. Thanks.
It's a big man league, Tyler. What do you want?
You got to get. You're talking small ball. That guy's what, 6'4"? Too big.
Disgusting.
Clippers. Like, it's a first round pick for maybe a rental, but it's fine. That's why you do it. They're clearly all in. Yeah, they're clearly all in. So, and the plus of keeping them maybe away from the Lakers, they're a winner.
They trade their first round pick from last year. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, they don't. Marcus Morris already has himself photoshopped in the Clippers uniform. I gotta say, looks good on him.
Yeah,
looks real good on him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy we've seen in a lot of the uniforms already, so it wasn't that hard. And if we haven't seen him in it, we've seen his brother in it. Mm-hmm. So they've taken out about half the league.
those LA Times ones are growing. I didn't like them at first, but seeing them on the court, I like them.
Yeah, on the court, they look fine. The minor details of, like, the red piping on one half and the blue piping on the other, I like. I just don't – the font just isn't great.
It's very – like, it's, I know it's LA Times, but it's also very, like, creepy, which I like.
Yeah, MS-13, yeah.
Yeah, very Grape Street.
That's why it feels too cheap to be put on, an NBA jersey. Mm. It's, like, the same thing, like, the Mavs did. Like, yeah, graffiti, I get the
best. Oh, those are terrible. Oh, God.
Right, and our boy Masters, like, now you guys just don't understand, like, Dallas graffiti scene. Like, no, I get it. It just looks fucking terrible in the jersey. That's
yeah,
like,
get some of those guys that were doing the good graffiti to do those jerseys. Not this
best thing, I think they did. And, like, that, they probably, like, first draft was probably fire, but you couldn't even read Mavs.
Like, it said Mavs when you turned it upside down. It said, like, eat the rich.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban's like, I can't sign off on it.
Yeah, Mark Cuban had Banksy himself do the first one. And it was just like, boy, he's going to Hillary Clinton Mark on Cuban fire. Dance, yeah. So, yeah, that's like it's the most bastardized version of them. Like, so I get the nod, I get the homage, but it just doesn't translate.
I think the Wizards won.
They had a fine day.
So they gave up Isaiah for Jerome Robbins. Is he going to be good? We don't – like, we'll all find out at the same time. So to get a lottery pick from last year for a man that was immediately waived, and Tim Frazier got waived. Sure, good point guards on the market. Trey Burke, Darren Collison.
Well, dude, it's a shame Gabe Vandersloot or whatever his name was got –
Oh, no, that guy's – Can we redo our NBA All NBA team?
Gabe Vanier, what was his name?
Gabe Vincent. You'll know the name soon. Yeah. He'll be going 2-for-9 against the Celtics too. You'll remember that name, Jack.
When I just hear number 2 Vincent check in, I'm down there with Horford. Oh, like, oh boy.
Like, where's Steven? You just see he's just running for the win.
I'm out of here. Yeah. His outline's still there as a ghost, but his physical being is
he just rigid. Jumps through the wall like Kool-Aid. Just a very small man that jumped through a wall.
Vincent, why did they pick him up?
Good Lord.
Kemba just subs himself out, doesn't even put anyone else in.
Yeah, man, I keep forgetting about them just getting Dang for basically nothing. It's like
nothing.
You want James Johnson? Not really. And Minnesota's like, oh. Do you want Gorgui Dieng? It's like, yeah, okay.
What strange trades we saw.
Very. Like, what? But who's the biggest name that got dealt to? Drummond?
Yeah. And by far the most underwhelming package that got moved. Yeah.
Biggest name went to the worst team for the worst package. Mm-hmm. I love the trade deadline.
Fuck yeah.
a 36-year-old got traded for a 23-year-old. And the team that got the 36-year-old was like, easily win.
Here's two more years of money.
Yeah, him just immediately getting the extension is tremendous. Listen, I won't report. You think I won't report there? Try me.
Okay, okay. 15 mil.
Celtics lost the trade market. Danny won't make a move. He's scary. That's scary classic, Danny.
Yeah. Classic Ainge.
Over-sentimental Danny Ainge.
Guy's afraid to shake up the roster.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys see in him.
He might have just taken his phone and punted it. He was like, you know what? These guys are fine. Everyone likes each other. They're okay.
No, honestly, somebody tweeted, but it's like the Bucks and the Raptors, top two teams in the East, didn't make a move. It's like, huh? They didn't make a move. Why should I? He's scared. He's playing catch-up. Can't win like that.
There was an interesting narrative floating earlier in the day that the Celtics already made, and this story comes out for a couple teams every year. The Celtics already made their mid-season pickup, and his name's Romeo Langford, the youngster. His on-off splits since he's come into the league are just outrageous. Like, anytime he plays more than 10 minutes, his defensive rating is never higher than 100, and his offensive rating is never, like, lower than 130 or something. And it's like, yeah, he plays with all the starters. I get it. I get what's going on here. But
he's like, this is great. They're not paying attention to me at all.
Yeah, I can go do this. And Romeo's fun, but playoff game, we're just going to be like, Langford, go D up Giannis for us real quick.
He's picked him six times straight.
Yeah, it's just... I love Romeo. I'll always protect Romeo, but I think our biggest move we can make moving forward is just simply taking, when Tice is healthy, taking Inez Kanter's minutes and giving them to Grant Williams. As long as that's what we're doing, I think we found something here with him, Shemi, Javante, and Marcus.
Where's Robert Williams?
He has, I think he's the host for coronavirus.
I heard it. I heard that name in ages.
No, he had like a degenerative hip issue where it was like,
oh boy,
uncertain if he was going to play ever again for like a week.
Bad gait. I'm telling you, Danny throwing away picks.
Which is a shame because before he got hurt, he was really making an impact. On multiple
I feel like I remember him getting hurt, and I was like, wait a minute, I thought he'd be back by now. Did he get like hurt?
No, sure did. So, you hear of like one thing about him like every week and a half, 2 weeks. I think they said he's closer than they anticipated by this point, something along those lines.
Sure. He comes back, he weighs 176 pounds.
Play a little two guard. Him being a live human would be helpful, tremendously helpful. But just scaling back Kanter's minutes would be tremendous. I'm not saying don't play him at all, but he can't be.
He's got his matchups. There are certain matchups where he's like, okay, for sure. Ian is going there and play 8-9 minutes a half.
I also don't hate just like randomly throwing him at people too. It's like, all right, like Embiid, we had
the Turks.
We had this plan for Embiid. Embiid's just eating us. Go out there, try and draw some fouls on him. Just attack him, make him tired. Like, I don't care about using him like that, but him being like, no, you're getting your 20 minutes against Embiid tonight, that can't be a plan.
Nah, not a winning one. It could be. It could be. It could definitely be a plan, but I won't say winner or loser, but I am kind of surprised that the Thunder didn't do anything. Like, I didn't know if they would sell or buy, and they were just like, no. Because it seemed like – the first time I saw the Iguodala rumors, like, Gallinari was in there. So I was like, okay, he's going somewhere. And they were just like, never mind.
I think they were so intent on getting that deal done that they were so focused on that. And then by the time it fell through, there just wasn't enough time to engage with anyone else.
Nobody asked nicely, Preston, you know what to do.
He's like, oh, these guys seem to like it here.
Like, they're a starting team to, or a playoff team that's starting Ferguson. He might be least improved, too. I thought he was going to start to take a leap.
Yeah.
But also, you know, he was, he was also out for personal shit. I don't know what that was, so who knows. Yeah, I know who lost the trade deadline. Now, would you say?
Who lost the trade deadline?
Gail King.
I haven't looked into that yet, but it...
what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I don't know that anyone did anything to make them more of or less of a championship contender.
Yeah, like, the Clippers, like, Adam Morris is good, but I feel... The same people that already like the Clippers still like the Clippers. And I don't think anybody that liked the Lakers is like, oh, boy, that's what switched me.
Right. I'm still concerned with the Lakers for having that third guy, which you may not need because you have LeBron James and Anthony Davis as your first two guys. But I would certainly feel more comfortable about them with that third guy. Is Marcus Morris the third guy? Probably not. Do I trust him more than I would trust Kuzma? Yeah, definitely.
I'll say that's the thing. He don't have to be the third guy. That's the beauty of it.
Right.
Also, I guess the name of Darren Collison means nothing to you.
Correct. The guy who retired to go be a Jehovah's Witness. I don't think he's
chilling.
Pushing the chips a little bit more over the table.
No J.R. Smith, the guy that blew the last chance LeBron legitimately had at a championship. I can't believe you left him out.
And the Bucks just are still probably going to win it, and no one's going to pick them, myself included. So,
they were saying it's like they like wanted to do a move, but they're one of those like they didn't want to mess with the chemistry,
right?
Which I get, but that also just reminds me of LeBron, like LeBron's first time with the Cavs. It's like, no, we've got a 60-plus win team. Yeah, we got a great team. Like, I mean, you guys could turn that into Amari Stoudemire. It's like, no, we like it. He's a nice guy. We know where his locker is. We like the chemistry and all that. And all that's good and well. Until Kemba got Dante just begging for a mercy. Or Simmons just posting up Sterling Brown relentlessly. It's like, that guy's a nice guy, but he's getting fucking flambéed in the pick and roll.
I would have to know what the move they had lined up was in order to have any sort of real reaction to them not making a move, being like, well, we're on pace, being on pace for 70 wins, and we're just fucking like, there's been no one glaring weakness we've had. I can't really knock them for being like, yeah, no, we're fucking, we have Giannis, we're good.
Now again, Cleveland had LeBron, 60 plus win team coming off a disappointment.
For sure.
They're a team. I did wonder if they could have got Iguodala. If it was like if they turned like Sterling Brown, Ilyasova's money, or the Pacers pick, whatever, and just dropped Iguodala in there. And it's like, okay, we're playing like eight guys. None of them are bad. Like we're not getting caught off guard any minutes. But they're rolling with their guys, which I get in respect, but I hope it's enough.
Yeah, it's not foolproof by any means.
Yeah, and again, like, I love Bledsoe. He went missing last playoffs. So, again, you talk about the guy that needs the third guy.
He went missing against Toronto. He did not go missing against us, which was the upset of the playoffs.
I mean, yeah, Kyrie Irving on him. You talk about lunch meat.
Yikes.
Jalen also lost the trade.
Didn't look like anything positive came out of
it. It was bad all around. Did you watch the clip? Like any of the clip? Because it's multiple ones.
I only saw her apology, and I pressed play on that. Went like 5 seconds, and I was like, I don't even know what this is an apology for. So I'm not gonna keep watching this.
Yeah, it's like they were doing. I guess the entire interview was about Kobe. I thought it was just because I remember thinking that's bizarre to have an entire Lisa Leslie interview about Kobe.
Right.
But she was like, you know, what about the, you know, the sexual assault stuff? And Lisa Leslie was like, I never you know, I never saw that side of him. And Gail King was like, well, you wouldn't, you were his friend, you wouldn't see that side of it. And that's what, like, again, if anybody brings up the sexual assault stuff, that's fair game. It's on the resume. I don't know if Gail should have, like, pressed it on that. It's like, right. nobody was asking Kobe these questions because he wasn't doing them type of interviews. So I don't think it's fair to ask his family and friends because right. they will do the interview. But even then, at least, like, I'm trying to remember what she said. She basically got into, he's like, well, he was a good husband. He wouldn't do some of those things, like, kind of defending him. And it's like, that wasn't a great answer, but it wasn't a great question. And then LeBron right. came out, and LeBron didn't have a great response. So it's like, it's just ugly all around. Like, there's
it's
just,
like, LeBron, you didn't have to say anything.
Right. Why? Haven't you learned? You ain't learned from China, man. Stop talking. Nobody asked Steph shit. Steph, what do you think about Steph? I'm playing golf, bro. Yeah, that's what she, is it complicated for you as a woman, as a WNBA player? Which just feels like a bizarre question. Like, as a woman, no. But as a power forward, the sexual assault stuff. Right? She said, yeah, it's not complicated for me at all. Bryant was not the kind of person that would do something to violate a woman or be aggressive in that way. That's just not the person I know. It's like, well, the court documents say otherwise.
Right.
And so I get, yeah, you don't want to ream out a friend, especially a week after he passed. But again,
right.
there is no comfortable time to discuss this part. And I don't know. It was just, she said she thought the media should be more respectful. Because if you have questions about it, you have many years to ask him. I don't think it's something we should keep hanging over his legacy. And so it's like, you don't get to decide. Like, that's part of the legacy. That's how it works. Right.
And as time goes, it's going to be less and less.
Well, and I think, like, that's the danger of not talking about it now. Because if you don't talk about it, it's like, well, he's, again, it's going on right now. You can't talk about that. Oh, it's 5 years later. You can't talk about that. Oh, he's right. retiring. You don't want to talk about that. Oh, he just died. You can't talk about that. And then you wait too late, and it's like, well, it's been 10 years since he died. Why are we talking about that?
Right.
And that's the danger of it getting erased. So it needs to be, and it's going to be brought up. But I don't know. It just felt like not a win for anybody.
No. Especially LeBron, who just cannot see a car accident without being like, never experienced one of those.
Yeah, wow. just a kid from Akron, could have been me. I own a car.
I've been in many vehicles in my day. Been fortunate hashtag, enough.
Driving King, hashtag. boy, then it was people saying like Lisa Leslie should have flipped because it's pictures of like Gail King and Harvey Weinstein and all that. And it's like, right. that's, again, not wrong, but again, taken away from the issue.
And also, yeah, if I'm Kobe, I'm like, listen, I don't compare to that guy either. I did my one.
Yeah. Right.
One and done. Like, that was me.
Man, oh man. And that's, you know, this man's not even in the ground yet. Well, listen, they literally tried to discuss it in court. And they treated that woman so bad that she wouldn't tell. So, but she chose not to. And I don't think anybody would blame her with all the shit they put her through.
No.
And again, that's part of it. It's not all, like, legacy is not all good stuff. That's not how it works. That's not, like, if you only talk about the five rings for Kobe, it's like, yeah, he won five rings. He played with the most dominant player of all time. And they won five rings together? No, they actually won three. And then they hated each other for a little while. He hated everybody for a little while. And then he won two later. Like, that's part of the, it's not just storybook. So no, LeBron James loses the trip.
He did find a way.
Now, what were you going to say?
How long until, when's the next LeBron staring disappointedly at Kyle Kuzma picture? Over, under, all-star break?
Oh, under. How many games did they play till then?
Probably like five? No.
Nah, I can't. Four? Two or three?
I mean, we play every day, so it's hard to.
I was going
to
say, that's what I'm.
What other teams do.
They're on tonight.
Two, three, four.
The 8th and the 10th. Four.
And the 12th, too, yeah.
Listen, give me tonight. It's going to be one of those. Harden gets the switch. Kuzma don't get the message, and Harden just gets an open three, and LeBron just stares a hole through him because it's officially too late to get his ass out of here.
Pretty good.
Hammering the under.
Yeah, I don't hate that. That's probably accurate.
Then we get to see LeBron Wiggins next game. Wow.
So, I mean, they're getting them at the perfect time. Wiggins going to go off.
Yeah, Wiggins just gives Kuzma 48. And it's like, look, I told you, Whiskers, dumb. He's better than Durant. They're better up.
I do want to see Golden State's upcoming schedule now. They got, like, they've got LeBron and Cleveland back-to-back somehow. Oh, no, they just played Cleveland. Fuck, that's too bad.
Yeah. But the thing now, I want to – when do they play the Timberwolves? Because, again, like, let's see how far this carries. Like, does now Wiggins, does he still keep busting Cleveland's ass too? Or does that just transfer to Minnesota? Or does he bust both their asses? Or does he bust neither and become a
bossless
eccentric tech billionaire? Yeah.
Him and chameleonary.
Yeah, just just two pals.
Andrew Wiggins in like a top hat, like smoking one of those cigarettes with like the long cigarette holder as well. Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, I took Durant's locker. I took his investment. He and Iggy's investments, because Iggy was doing the investor shit too. He's like, what stocks were those guys in? I'll take those. Yeah, I have plenty of money to burn.
One stocks, please. I'm Andrew Wiggins.
Bob Marr's like, here you go. One stock. Yeah, when did Warriors... Oh, they got to play the – okay, they play the Cavs April 8th. Oh, they don't play the Wolves.
No, they don't. I just looked it up.
That's – I wonder if that's why they did it. Rose was like, we can't have them come back to bite us.
Opening night next year?
It's like, boy, why did we pick this? This was a terrible game. Steph and Clay were healthy. What?
Steph and Clay, 8 combined points as Wiggins explodes for 65.
Draymond Green. He's the best teammate I've ever had.
Oh, boy.
Good times.
Times for certain. Certainly times.
I don't think Draymond and Wiggins – like, I feel like Draymond, he gets on the people, like, that care but are just bad.
Yeah.
Wiggins just don't care. He's like, this is – it's me yelling at the moon, man. It just don't matter.
I think it'd be more effective to yell at the moon.
Oh, by far. The moon don't have 120 coming to him over these next 4 years. Broke-ass moon.
Gonna work every day. Wiggins doesn't work any
shit. Every night. Pulling double duty. He's like, yeah, no, I got a 12-hour shift in China. And then I got to pull a double the middle parts of the United States. It's like, damn, man, your manager's running you ragged. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
He just stays in one place. Yeah, they come to him. Yeah.
Venus shows up once every 3-4 years.
Oh, he's coming. He's coming. Hey, Venus. And that son, everybody, he just thinks the world revolves around him.
Guy won't even look me in the face. Always keeps the earth between us.
Spots on his face. Old ass. Can't wait till he burns out and dies.
Me neither.
And it was Andrew Wiggins talking to planets.
Actually, none of the planets. Mostly a moon and the sun.
Noted Jupiter. Don't get me. Jupiter hasn't won a game since November 17th.
Wiggins has a tight 15 on planet jokes.
And Pluto, folks, when I was a kid. Yeah.
What's the deal with asteroids?
I mean, Miss Frizzle. Oh, yeah, I remember that name. Yeah.
Blake Griffin's like, he took my Frizzle bit.
He just tears up an index card like Nancy Pelosi.
What a topical reference. Iowa having powers, a conversation for another day, infuriates me to no end.
Listen, don't. They got people in the government. They got people on The Bachelor. I would not be stopped.
No.
What a cameo.
No. He told me about that because, like, Trent's one of those people who it's like, he doesn't leave the office. It's just not a leave the office kind of guy. So when I didn't see him for, and this was like prime ball and cup playing days. And when he just wasn't there for north of one day, I became alarmed.
Sure.
And when he came back, I was just like, I think I even texted him. I was like,
are you alive?
I was like, hope you feel better, pal. And he was just like, thanks. And then he came back and I was just, I think I was talking to Barstool Eric. Mm. And I overheard Trent talking to, I think it was like Rhea and either Casey or YP. And I overheard it. I was like, wait, where have you been? And he was like, all right, but you can't tell, like, already too many people know. I was like, you weren't going to tell me. I moved you here. You're the reason I'm the reason you're here.
That's why I can't tell you. You'll move me back.
And he told me, and I was just like, well, now I'm going to tell everyone. He was like, please don't, Bill. So I was just relieved I didn't have to hold that secret anymore. So I kept asking him, like, hey, is it coming? Is it coming? He was like, you'll know.
And then Where did they shoot it?
Peru.
They flew him to Peru?
It's the only time. Well, he's since been to Australia. But before this trip, he had never left the continental U.S.
I don't believe it. They just took him to, like, yeah, just go to the W and take a picture holding the luggage. We'll edit it in.
Trent, I promise you, we went to...
For one day, though? Like, that's the...
He flew to Miami. He was gone for like 3 days. So he went there. I remember him telling me a story. Like, he bought a pizza at like the corner store near his hotel.
Okay.
Like that's the only travel he did. And like that consisted of him like pointing at the pizza and the guy being like, all right. Like, there was no.
I'm just holding up his wallet like George Jetson.
So he was like, yeah, I didn't really leave the hotel. He had to get like his. I can't remember if he got his cell phone plan like changed for international or if he was just like, well, wing it with Wi-Fi. But yeah, he had to get an expedited passport. He had to fly to Miami. And then from Miami to Peru was like 7-8 hours.
I have no idea where Peru is. And like, you could have told me it's like a 45-minute flight or it's down at the very bottom.
No, I think it's near...
let's have a look.
I think it's near like Colombia.
I can't believe they flew him down. I should be president, man.
Yeah, Peru's right below Colombia.
He's like, I picked up a crippling cocaine habit while I was there. knocked it out in one take, and we were good.
I mean, Peru's the real deal. I like Peru, but Miami to Peru, yeah, it's literally just
across the country. That's where it is.
It's straight down from Miami, like straight down, which means you have to like hit it at an angle so you can get out of it down.
Oh, Trent's like, this is great. I'm going to be making the same flight in 8 hours the way back. And then another New York to Miami's got to be 6-5?
No, I think it's like 4.
Because
I did Fort Lauderdale in like – no, so it's probably 3 because I did Fort Lauderdale in like 2.5-3 from New York.
But everything was like 7 for y'all.
No, that's from Boston.
Yeah, 3:15.
Okay, yeah, so they can get that in 3.
That's absurd.
He did that. I think he got in the day before, slept, and then that day he said before he got the call, he said he was just in his own hotel room practicing on his own luggage.
Yeah. No, listen, he nailed it. So the practice shows.
That was years and years of just willing that into existence. He knew, he set a goal, he achieved it, and when the lights were at their brightest, he stepped up. He wheeled that sucker. I can't wait to get the full clip next week of him like walking into the room. That's why I was upset he was in the promo, because if it just happened, like,
he just they showed all the good parts in the preview. Yeah,
he just struts in, bends over. Pops it open and then wheels it on out of there. People were like, was that fucking Trent?
I literally got a text earlier. It was like, I saw one of your coworkers on The Bachelor. Do you know him? I was like, I'm not to brag. I know Trent Ryan.
I got an inside joke with Trent Ryan. No big
deal. Yeah, no, you want to know who first told him to pick up the luggage? This guy. Oh, wow.
This guy was using duffel bags before he met Withers.
Yeah, not to brag. Maybe I should be on The Bachelor.
So yeah, he'd never been out of the country. He didn't tell his parents, even before last night. Like, they still don't know. And yeah, he just flew down there by himself, covert mission. I'll tell you what, Trent might be in the CIA because he was in and out of the country with no one, none the wiser.
I'll say that those usually be the one, like the happy-go-lucky guys. Like, why are you so happy? Why are you so happy? Man, I had to behead an entire village. In my army days, so I don't even raise my voice anymore, man. I just play ball in the cup. I play ball in the cup when I watch The Bachelor, man.
I've got one sweatshirt. I have one pant.
I saw those Air Maxes. I was like, that's Trent Ryan's feet.
Yep.
I know those skippers anywhere.
That was his only request, because typically that bag man, who people in The Bachelor universe commonly referred to as the Grim Reaper.
Mm.
They usually wear all black, like black pants too. And Trent was like, my only request is that I get to wear my daily uniform. And they were like, we don't give a fuck, dude.
Oh, boy. Nah, he nailed it. Handle straight up.
Oh, man. Mush was trying to rain on his parade and be like, I feel like that handle could have went higher. Hey, Mush, shut up.
No. Mush is a hater.
He is.
There's no joy in his heart.
If John Moran had pulled that handle, we'd never hear the end of it.
It's thanks. I'm surprised the hotel didn't burst into flames.
That Peruvian motel.
I can't. That was literally thousands of dollars, and I'm thrilled for Trent for something they could have did it in the stairwell at work. Like, hey, just roll this down a couple steps. We'll brighten the lights and edit it in. No one will know.
Yeah, we've got green screens.
Trent was like, a green screen? No, we don't have anything like that here. I'd better come down then.
Roughly 20 hours of air travel for 3.5 seconds of screen time.
That's what I'm saying. Those flights, literally thousands of dollars. Hotel for a night and turning right back around. Unless he just flew the ABC private plane just solo.
No, he certainly didn't.
I had 114 seats on a Boeing by myself. He should have tanked it. Like, I did it a couple times and tanked it. So they have to come back like, Trent, we hate to do this to you, buddy. The wheels were turned out. We like them in. We're going to have to bring you back down. He's like, oh, no.
No. That was the happiest I've been for a coworker ever, probably ever.
Yeah, that was tremendous.
Like, Big Cat and BFT, they got their own TV show. Good for them.
Yeah, whatever.
We have an eccentric tech billionaire at our helm. Yeah, that's sick, dude. But Trent wheeling that luggage out of there, fulfilling a lifelong goal. I mean,
like all the. He's like taking pictures with Shaq. He was he's Priyanka's basically side piece. He's like, it all pales in comparison.
Justin Bieber is tweeting at him left and right.
Yeah, biggest baby in Iowa history. And it's like, oh my God, are you the Bachelor luggage guy? He's like, hold on, let's see if you recognize this. Oh, he did it. He pulled the handle. Oh my God. Thrilled for Trent Ryan.
I want to hang his sweatshirt and khakis in the rafters at HQ. Just
as seen on ABC's Bachelor.
Yeah, season 43, episode 17. Get his glasses up there, his Air Maxes, the 270s, all of it.
Yeah, he's like, this is the lunch I ate. Oh, wow. Pizza crust. Wow.
Yeah, a slice of cheese. Just.
He's like, I paid $100,000 American for it.
I would have starved to death if I didn't get it. I had to. I simply had to.
It was either that or eat the luggage. And I couldn't do it before the scene. You know what I mean?
Oh. Yeah, what a pull. What an absolute pull.
Tremendous. I can't wait to watch.
I wish there was like a post scene like interview, but I know that's not coming.
I feel like it's one of those like when they had Urkel on Family Guy, it was supposed to be like a cameo. Like he was supposed to pop in and out, but everybody just loved him so much. They'd had right. to bring him back and then make the show about him. I think that's going to happen to Trent.
That'd be incredible if Trent, he just takes over Chris Harrison's lane. Just like, sorry, man. People ask for it. People get what they want.
He just gets a catchphrase. Did I pull that? And I'm like, oh my God.
ABC renews Bachelor for unprecedented 50 season contract.
50 seasons, $100,000 trillion.
Trent Ryan is holding two money bags.
Oh man, he's like, I did it in these cotton dockers. Wow.
Elon Musk is like, yeah, I've been had yet again by Ryan.
Thwarted once again. They just take down the Jesus statue in Brazil and just punch Trent Ryan.
He deserves it.
Listen, absolutely.
There's a lot of undeserved shit that happens in the world. Glad to see the pendulum finally swing back towards the right people.
Yeah, this is Hale-Bopp Comet, man. You're not going to see another 75,000 years till that pendulum comes this side.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, shout out Trent.
Yes.
America's number one luggage procurer.
He's going to be hosting Family Feud and shit soon. It's just the start, Trent.
But in still the black crew neck and Steve Harvey's like, why did I wear a suit every day?
It's like, Trent, will you at least put some tape over the Nike sign? He's like, I own the company. There's no which one? ABC or Nike? Yes.
Yeah. Package deal.
Wow. I shook that guy's hand.
It's true. True. Yeah. One day he's gonna dust you with a slop of a puddle from his flying car, the first and only of its kind.
The car is gonna be black, but have khaki wheels, just like Trent.
Just like station wagons in the '90s.
Yeah, wood panel and then black on the back with the his brake lights are gonna be the air bubbles for the Maxes. Wow. Get the Trent Ryan. It costs $875,000.
Yeah, Trent's like, I got two.
I got black on khaki, and I got khaki on black. Baby. Yeah,
cash. What of it?
The Rolls Royce lady comes up, it's just Trent holding the luggage, pops out of the nose of the car.
Jesus Christ. Rest in peace, Tom.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Bo.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Nipsey.
TMC.
Rest in peace, Aiden.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Kobe Bean Bryant.
Yes. That was still wild to hear, man.
Yeah. It's feels like it happened forever ago, but also that it didn't happen at all.
It's like every time I felt like not even past it. Like I didn't know him. It's not for me to get past, but like more stories coming out. Like this morning I saw it's like in Gianna's class, they still call her name on the roll and all the kids still say yeah. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that one's tough.
But yes, rest in peace.
And we'll see you guys later this week.
See ya.